2 Chronicles 33:18 to 20. Manasseh's life, a summary. Now Manasseh is a remarkable king in the history of Judah, a late king. He had a tremendous period of evil in his reign, but he was thoroughly converted to God, and it showed in his actions. And here we have the summary of his life, and it's all recorded. It's all recorded in Scripture. It was all recorded in the annals of the books of the kings of Judah, and of course it was all recorded in heaven, and it's there. My friends, everything we say and do and think, every idle word is recorded. God knows. We may not keep the diaries, the journals may not be written, but God knows the good and the bad. Let me read the passage. The other events of Manasseh's reign, including his prayer to his God, and the words the seers spoke to him in the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, are written in the annals of the kings of Israel, or Judah. His prayer, and how God was moved by his entreaty, as well as all his sins and unfaithfulness, and the sites where he built the high places and set up Asherah poles and idols before he humbled himself, all are written in the records of the seers. Manasseh rested with his fathers and was buried in his palace, and Amon his son succeeded him as king. 2 Chronicles 33:18 to 20. The lesson is plain, the lesson is simple. All is open to God. All is bare and naked to him. As Hagar said, "Thou God seest me." All is known to God. All our secrets, all our hidden things, all our private things, all our sins, all our failures, all our efforts for God, all the good, all the bad, everything is known to God. When Michael Henchard's wife died, Susan Henchard, in the mayor of Casterbridge, one of the villagers said, "Well, they'll all be looking into her private cupboards now and her little drawers, the things that she didn't want to be seen, they'll all be open now." And so it is. When we die, everything is opened. But before we die, everything is open to God. It's written in the annals, yes, but it's written in heaven. "Thou, God, seest me." I must remember this today. I am preaching today. God sees, God hears. How many will be in the congregation? There'll be one more than I can see. He is standing with me, standing behind me, hearing every word. He's reading my heart, he's knowing my mind. This is not to terrify me, it's to encourage me, to challenge me, to reprove me, to instruct me, to make me a better man. And you, whoever you are listening to me, remember God sees everything, hears everything, knows everything. And it's for him to make the judgment. Well, the good and the bad are recorded. His evil, his wickedness, his sin, his corruption, but also his repentance and his change of heart and life and mind, this man's true conversion. But the time comes, although it was a very, very long reign, over 50 years, the time comes when he has to die, and I am getting closer to that day every day. That's saying nothing very staggering, is it? From the moment I was born, I'm on the road to death. Death is on the road, as William Gadsby said. And so it is for you, my friend. Yes, the medical man can keep us existing, but they can't make us young again. But eventually they can't even keep us in existence. It has to be that we die. And he was buried. I say again, I record it, how strongly I am against cremation and for burial. It's always burial in Scripture, Old Covenant and New. Now, what do we have in Manasseh? We see he did not make use of his advantages. Hezekiah, his father, was a godly man, but Manasseh turned his back on that. We see that decline is always easier than rising. We see that clearly in Manasseh's life. But we see a tremendous encouragement. I'm not encouraging wickedness by what I say now, but none are too wicked for God. None are too far gone for God. None are too bad for God. If God can convert a Manasseh, he can convert you, my friend. Is there somebody listening to me saying, it can't be me, I'm too far gone, I've said too much, I've thought too much, I've done too much against God? No, my friend, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth from all sin. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Ultimately, it's your refusal to call. It's your disbelief, your unbelief, your rejection that is your worst sin. None are too wicked for God. None are too far gone. Do not despair. I encourage all preachers to go on preaching the gospel. Who knows but today somebody might be converted, even by this little discourse now. Wouldn't that be wonderful? If I got an email in a few days' time, I was converted under what you said on 2 Chronicles 33:18-20. The works of Manasseh come after conversion, not before. This is important. Good works flow out of conversion. They don't produce it. And it's God's assessment that counts, not man's assessment. And look how God is gracious. Look at the graciousness of God in the life of Manasseh. Let me preach the free and sovereign grace of God again. That's what you see in the life of Manasseh. May God demonstrate it in the preaching of his gospel today, converting sinners freely, graciously, sovereignly. I want to encourage all believers, perhaps especially parents, but whatever station in life, let us pray for our friends and family who are not converted and not give up praying. There's no place past hope. As long as the man or woman is alive, there is still hope. God can learn from Manasseh. He did it here. There is hope. Do not despair. So Manasseh, we take our leave of him. There was much evil in his life, but a glorious, radiant conversion. Saul of Tarsus did much evil, but gloriously converted to God. Now, yours may not be so dramatic, my friend, but are you converted? If you are, work for Jesus now then. The time will come when you will have to die, as I will, and then we shall rest from our labors. Now is the time of day. Night is coming, when no man can work. May God bless our study of Manasseh. May he, being dead, yet speak to many. May he tell them, come to Christ now, there is hope for the worst of sinners. Come, ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and sore, Jesus ready stands to save you. Come, doubt no more, doubt no more. Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Amen.